I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. As I got off the elevator, pianos, a trombone, a one-string banjo, and an instructor followed after me. It sounds almost like the beginning to a bad joke, but that's how I entered into Be Instrumental, with instruments being set up all around me.
So they had to work remotely, which was fine.
While the music instructor, John Cleveland, and Lily, she's on the board of directors, got set up, I borrowed Jeff Green, who's the co-founder of the organization.
Yep. Be Instrumental started over a cup of coffee and conversation with three friends, and we talked about the need to give back to our community, and we saw that some budgets had been cut for the music and the arts, and we said, well, this is our way that we can create an impact in our community. Within 30 days, we formed a 501c3 and created the mission to provide every child with access to music education.
So Be Instrumental partners with existing organizations that don't offer music education. So for instance, today we're meeting at the Boys and Girls Club.
So we have professional musicians that will go in and teach these kids after school certain things like keyboard instruction or voice instruction, percussion instruction. And then we have musical mentors that will come in and talk to the students about the importance of hard work and passion, what that means to you, practice, dedication, as it relates to life, which is really cool. We're not necessarily looking for talent. We're looking for the ability to teach lifelong lessons about and give students life skills as it relates to music.
Fantastic. Well, I'm excited. That's John Cleveland, the instructor for today, practicing the trombone in the background, which I think means it's about time to join the students for their lesson, as I can hear some crazy sounds coming from the practice room.
Yeah, that's John Cleveland. Crazy sounds come out of that man.
The class doesn't start with a trombone, though. Instead, they start on the piano.
Now, I've got a few other songs here. I've got Amazing Grace, Let It Go from Frozen, Hallelujah. They say there was a secret chord that David played before the Lord.
As John begins the class, I sneak over to talk to one of the students, Rashnik, who's playing piano for the very first time today. So tell me, what do you do?
So basically you just follow the keys and like the numbers and the letters that they have on there. So like right here they have C, D, F. So you want to go C, D, F. Like that. So you just follow what it says on the paper.
We don't have bars or ledger lines just yet, but on the piece of paper there are notes that have letters on them. On the keyboard there are stickers for each key, which of course has letters on them. So all the kids have to do is match up the corresponding letters to play the song. And the song that Rashnik is working on right now is one of her favorites. It's called Baby Shark.
Using the numbers of my fingers. I think one time you were here when we talked about how the thumb and finger don't move on.
After piano practice winds down, John, the instructor, pulls out the trombone.
So I'm going to tell you what starts the vibration. Have any of you ever done this? Has anybody here ever gone like this?
I think at first the kids are a little shocked that John is blowing raspberries at them, but he continues.
Do that!
Still, no one does it.
Come on, don't be shy. Davion, yeah. Turn around and show them how well you're doing that. Good.
As you can hear, some of the kids do take John up on his challenge, but others, I think, are still afraid. It's not until he actually pulls out the instrument that things become a little more interesting.
Now, I am not a trombone player. You probably figured that out by now, right?
One of the students raises her eyebrows and nods her head, agreeing with John.
That facial expression just speaks volumes.
The energy in the room is kind of like controlled chaos. And because it is the Boys and Girls Club, there are other activities going on within the building. So some students stay in the room, they leave, new ones come in. It's a revolving door with kids trying out new instruments all at the same time. And although it is a bit crazy, this is Jeff's favorite part of Be Instrumental, to see kids try out an instrument for the very first time and then watch them grow with it.
Oh my, yeah, I always go back to about 9 years ago when we first started And we had a fantastic teacher at the time. She was a world-renowned fiddle player, Carrie Varbel. And Carrie was teaching this, I believe it was 12 students, a keyboard. And I would attend those classes. It was every Tuesday. I would attend the classes after school. And I just thought it was fun to watch these students really grow. And at the very end, the students were required to give a little solo in front of their peers. And there was one boy that was in the back. His name was Fitzroy. And I can picture him right now. He had these very thick glasses, you know. He had big hair. And he looked at me and he says, "Mr. Jeff, I can't do it. I just can't do it." I looked at him. I said, "Fitzroy, you got this." So Fitzroy played that solo. Whether it was Mary Had a Little Lamb, I don't really know. I don't really care. But all I remember was afterwards when he finished that. And he looked up at me and the biggest smile on his face. And he says, "Mr. Jeff, I did it." And that is what today keeps me going. And it's just so much fun to see all that come to fruition.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.